From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
We welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's program, Dr. Cairns continues his series of messages dealing with Romans chapter 8. The text, verse 28, is one of the most beloved verses in all of the Bible. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are the called according to his purpose. In introducing the message, Dr. Cairns will show that verse 28 is connected to the preceding verses, which speak of the saints' weaknesses. It's also connected to the entire content of the chapter. This glorious truth flows from the fact that there is no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. It is an assurance to God's people that no matter what happens, it is a means of accomplishing God's purpose. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will introduce a message entitled, Secure in God's Everlasting Arms. Before he comes, we invite you to enjoy this brief devotional thought found in C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled, God Routs Fear. The text is Numbers 23, verse 23. Surely there is no enchantment against Jacob, neither is there any divination against Israel. How this should cut up root and branch all silly, superstitious fears! Even if there were any truth in witchcraft and omens, they could not affect the people of the Lord. Those whom God blesses, devils cannot curse. Ungodly men, like Balaam, may cunningly plot the overthrow of the Lord's Israel, but with all their secrecy and policy, they are doomed to fail. Their powder is damp. The edge of their sword is blunted. They gather together, but as the Lord is not with them, they gather together in vain. We may sit still and let them weave their nets, for we shall not be taken in them. Though they call in the aid of Beelzebub and employ all his serpentine craft, it will avail them nothing. The spells will not work. The divination will deceive them. What a blessing this is! How it quiets the heart! God's Jacobs wrestle with God, but none shall wrestle with them and prevail. God's Israels have power with God and prevail, but none shall have power to prevail against them. We need not fear the fiend himself, nor any of those secret enemies whose words are full of deceit and whose plans are deep and unfathomable. They cannot hurt those who trust in the living God. We defy the devil and all his legions.
To thy God to order and provide.
As you hear in the introduction to these broadcasts, Let the Bible Speak seeks to present Christ in all His fullness. Are you seeking to present the gospel of Jesus Christ to some loved one, some neighbor, or someone with whom you work? We're pleased to offer you a booklet by Dr. Alan Cairns that is an excellent evangelistic tool. It's entitled, The Gospel of Salvation, Full, Free, and Final. In this little book, Dr. Cairns finds a balance between those who admire the message but keep it to themselves and those who, in their haste to present the gospel, do not take time to examine its true content and therefore never really present it in its beauty and fullness. Dr. Cairns understands the gospel as it is presented by Christ to be the fullness of God, and he presents it freely to all who will believe. Furthermore, he explains that the salvation declared in the gospel, once received and experienced, is final. The believer is kept by the power of God, and nothing can separate him from the love of God. For a free copy of The Gospel of Salvation, just contact us. You may write Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may email your request to ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Ask for The Gospel of Salvation, Full, Free, and Final by Alan Cairns.
Thank you. going to read a few verses this evening in 2 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 11. We're going to take up the reading at verse 18 through the end of the chapter. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, and we'll commence the reading at the verse 18. Seeing that many glory after the flesh, I will glory also. For ye suffer fools gladly, seeing ye yourselves are wise. For ye suffer if a man bring you into bondage, if a man devour you, if a man take of you, if a man exalt himself, if a man smite you in the face. I speak as concerning reproach, as though we had been weak. Howbeit, wherein soever any is bold, I speak foolishly, I am bold also. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more. In labors more abundant. In stripes above measure. In prisons more frequent. In deaths oft. Of the Jews 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I have been in the deep. In journeyings often. In perils of waters. In perils of robbers. In perils by mine own countrymen. In perils by the heathen. In perils in the city. In perils in the wilderness. In perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Beside those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches. Who is weak, and I am not weak? Who is offended, and I burn not? If I must needs glory, I will glory of the things which concern mine infirmities. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is blessed forevermore, knoweth that I lie not. In Damascus, the governor under Aretas the king kept the city of the Damascenes with a garrison, desirous to apprehend me. And through a window in a basket was I let down by the wall and escaped his hands. Amen. The Lord will add his own blessing to this reading from his own precious word for his name's sake. This evening we return to the studies in Romans chapter 8, and we come to one of the best known verses in all the Bible. A verse that sometime or other, I'm sure, has been found in the mouth of every Christian. Sometimes we speak it with knowledge. Sometimes we just let it rattle off the end of our tongue with very, very little real careful thought. This stands as a mountain peak among the great peaks of the book of Romans. Romans chapter 8 and verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. And we know. The and connects this, I think, in two ways. Connects it with what goes immediately before. These are the words from the heart of suffering saints. Saints who feel their weakness, their infirmity. Just before this, the apostle has been celebrating. When we are so ignorant and we are so impotent, we don't know what to pray for as we ought, and we don't have the strength. The Spirit maketh intercession within us with groanings which cannot be uttered. What a wonderful consolation it is. The indwelling of the Spirit of God is not some recondite doctrine. It's not some esoteric theory. The indwelling of the Spirit of God is one of the most intimately and immediately powerful realities in the experience of a Christian. We know, even when we are at our weakest, the Holy Ghost has not forsaken His temple. From within us, He makes intercession, leading us to pray, bringing us through the weakness, overcoming all that natural weakness of the flesh, getting us through to God. And God knows the mind of the Spirit. The Spirit and the Father and the Son are one. Thank God when the Spirit prays for us, it is therefore, even in the midst of our weakness, a source of unutterable strength and grace. And, as if that weren't enough, in the midst of all the perplexities, infirmities, and sufferings of life, as if it were not enough that the Holy Spirit indwelling us is upholding us and from within us lifting up what are to human ears unknowable cries, what are to human lips unutterable cries, but yet they're known to God. As if it were not enough that He's doing that, now adds the apostle, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. The force of the to them that love God is very, very much emphasized in the original text. And we know that to them loving God, all things are working together for good, even to them that are called according to His purpose. The "and" also connects this with the greater context. As I have been pointing out, this whole chapter is an exposition of the great sentiment in the first verse. And this "and" connects our text in with the general argument. And you'll see in a moment, I trust, that that is a very powerful, pertinent, and personal basis for a Christian's comfort in this world. When I look at this text, you know, I find that it gives an answer to a very popular misconception that there is a broad very widespreadly among God's people. This gives an answer to the people who think that somehow or other doctrine isn't very practical. And if you want to get Christians motivated, you want to get them witnessing, you want to get them rejoicing, you want to get them responding to the call to the mission field or whatever, you better give them a practical message. But the theology really, well, that's for the classroom. It's not very practical. You just look at this doctrine, and you'll find here is the deepest doctrine. And yet, here is the greatest practical value. In fact, there's not only a deep doctrine, there's a whole number of deep doctrines. You take a whole lifetime studying these. This is a verse that talks about God's sovereign purpose. There's a study that'll take you the rest of your life, and you'll still not get to the bottom of it. God's sovereign purpose. Then this is a text that speaks of God's all-wise providence. Now there's another subject which, to the shame even of most preachers, has got very, very little attention. Very few people have ever taken the time to study the doctrine of the providence of God. Here it is, His all-wise providence. Here is the doctrine of His absolute omnipotence. And there is also the doctrine very clearly in this text of God's gracious and irresistible call. What in theology is called irresistible grace? This is all right on the surface of this text. And yet these doctrines brought together in the compass of a few words, they are the immediate ground of the sweetest comfort that a Christian can have. Now, the message of the text is clear. We sang the hymn, Safe in the Arms of Jesus. I think you could sum up the subject simply as being secure in God's everlasting arms. If you wanted to write an Old Testament text over this one, it would be underneath are the everlasting arms. That's where we are secure. A Christian can never fall beneath the everlasting arms. They're underneath us. When you think you're in free fall, you're not in free fall. Underneath are the everlasting arms. A Christian can never fall out of the everlasting arms. Here is an embrace that will hold the believer with omnipotent strength in life, in death, and for all eternity. Secure in the everlasting arms of God. The message of that great subject and this text of Scripture may be put like this. The Lord comforts His people by assuring them that under His providential control, the events of this life, far from undermining His good purpose for them, are actually the means of accomplishing it. Now let that sink in. This is the comfort God brings to His people. He assures them that He is the God of providence. And in His controlling providence, every event of life, of whatever kind, far from undermining, negating, or destroying, changing God's purpose of grace toward His people, every such event is actually a means in His hand of accomplishing that purpose. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we let the Bible speak.